I'm going out with the girls this weekend. Nails done. Outfit stunner. And my skin? I know it's going to be glowing because I glammed up my shower routine with new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash. It smells so luxurious and deeply moisturizes with its super rich, creamy lather that's bursting with vitamin B3 complex. So my skin glows and my confidence grows. Try new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash for glowing skin in just 14 days.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hi, I'm Bowen from Las Culturistas.
And I'm Matt from Las Culturistas. Are you a small business owner or even someone who dreams of entrepreneurship?
Then check out season 2 of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories from iHeart Podcasts and Intuit QuickBooks.
Join hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres as they interview entrepreneurs sharing insights around starting and nurturing a small business.
You won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too.
Check out season 2 of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories from iHeart Podcasts and Intuit QuickBooks.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count for your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Okay, so listen up right now. Bowen Yang and I, Matt Rogers, have a little bit of a show we want to invite you to. It's called Night Soap. It's part of Ars Nova's Ant Fest, and it's at Ars Nova on June 22nd, babe.
At 7 p.m. It's an amazing show. Matt and I are so proud of it. We are both in full drag.
Geesh.
The show is about two chocolate dynasties, the Hershey's and the Nestle's, warring with each other to fight for who's going to be the first chocolate company to sell chocolate in space. This is all true. It's part dynasty. It's part war paint. It's just a gag. Come see it. We'd love to see you there. June 22nd at 7 p.m. Tickets are on sale right now at arsnovanyc.com.
The wigs are going to be high and so are the stakes. It's Night Soap and tickets are on sale now. Hey everybody, today's show is brought to you by Casper.com. Receive $50 towards any mattress purchase at www.caspertrial.com/Las Culturistas.
And by WarbyParker.com. Get a free 5-day home try-on at www.warbyparkertrial.com/Las Culturistas. 5 pairs, 5 days, 100% free.
Las Culturistas is brought to you by the Forever Dog Podcast Network. Be sure to check out more original comedy podcasts at foreverdogpodcast.com. All right, enjoy the show.
Come on.
My grandma and your grandma were sitting by the fire. My grandma told your grandma, I'm gonna set your flag on fire. You're talking about hey now, Aiko, ande, Giacomo Fino, anane. Giacomo Finane.
Ding dong, Las Culturistas calling.
And Bowen, I think I'm really falling for our guest.
Going into tonight, I think our guest and I are going to have a really good connection, and
yeah.
I think I'm going to get the first impression, Rose.
And I had a lot of concerns about you personally, about whether you were here for our guest
for the
or
right
not,
reasons.
Because sometimes I think that you're doing this podcast to get more Twitter followers and to, you know, build your brand. And for me, I'm here for Michelle.
I'm sorry,
Matt, and I've been here for Michelle.
I don't want you to pejoratively attack my catchphrase on my shirt that I'm wearing right now. And it's not like, and the listeners at home can't see this, but I'm wearing a shirt.
And it does say Waboom. Waboom. And I'm just very concerned because I feel like you stole that.
Okay.
I don't have anything to back it up.
All right. Well,
besides what I've seen.
I can't back up my intentions except to say that my intentions are good. Guys, our guest is phenomenal. Oh my goodness. What a get. Let's go through the credits.
I mean, come on. You've seen her on The View. You're hearing her now.
Oh, yeah.
On her new podcast on Forever Dog Podcast Network, honey. It's our podcast sister, and it's called Fresh batch.
It's so fun. I've listened to every episode.
And thematically, might it have something to do with what we just discussed?
Perhaps.
I think absolutely 100% we'll get into it does. It.
And then maybe before the podcast, you might have seen her or seen her work, her editorial hand at bestweekever.tv. She's won. It's an award-winning.
Absolutely.
She was an award-winning editor. Come on.
Yeah,
come
and now through. The host. Now the host of After Paradise.
Yes. Oh my God.
We have to say now the host of After Paradise.
Now the host of After Paradise, the Batch and Pair After Show.
Batch and Pair After S.
After S. Guys, please welcome Michelle Collins.
Yes,
I have
thank
been
you.
Sitting. I'm here like Little Mermaiding, voice box out. I've been dying to talk this whole time, and I can't, and it's frustrating.
You know what? Jump in. Now's the time.
I couldn't jump in. I'm waiting for the host to introduce me. You did a beautiful job.
Thank you
for having me.
The shell necklace, Ursula's shell, broke, shattered. Yes. Your voice is with you now,
Michelle.
Welcome to the world.
Open, and here I am.
How you doing?
God, I just feel great. I'm in a kimono. I don't know what that means, but I just love it. I like the breeze under the arm. Uh-huh. So I'm feeling very good. And also a very serious makeup story tonight. And I think it's because, I mean, it's Babadook levels. I said it when I came
in.
Absolutely. I'm
thank
basically
you.
In Babadook cosplay. Right
please.
Now.
But you yeah. know, living the theme of the day.
Living the theme of the day.
Obsessed.
Which,
yeah.
Obsessed. Okay. We were talking about this before.
Breaking
we went
news.
On air. Breaking news. Mm-hmm. The Babadook is the official Pride mascot. No one knows why, but I've been making Babadook jokes jokes about the Babadook being gay. You know this.
For many years.
Really?
I do a character named Alexander.
He does Alexander Wang.
I do an Alexander Wang impression slash character, and he introduces himself as a prestige Babadook, which is basically what you. I'm not saying this pejoratively. You look like a beautiful Babadook.
That is honestly what an honor. What I'm honestly, so happy I took the A train here for that compliment alone.
And then swept out of the A train yeah. and you said gave us Van Helsing realness
I
on
did.
The way here, which thank God.
When I have a quick stride cooking in this yes. city, I go full Van Helsing. And I'm in an ankle boot, much like the character Van.
Yes.
Yes.
What's funny is that I've never seen the Babadook because I think that I'm afraid of horror movies.
100%.
But it's like I'm like, I don't like ones that have like weird eyes and like
yeah.
like ugh, there's another one. I don't know. They're all scary.
Right,
I don't
right,
like
right.
it. But then after I saw that it was a queer icon, I was mm-hmm. like, well, I got to keep up with like, you know,
sure.
you know
my fans,
the people,
the, people.
the children.
So I was like, so I watched today before I had a great day. This is what I did today. Ready? I woke up. I saw uh-huh. the Babadook was trending. No, I watched. I watched. Let's Make a Deal. Hold on. Let's rewind.
Okay,
then
yes.
Price was right. Right.
Price right.
Then I saw Babadook trending. I said, gasp. I must know. So I went. Yeah. I found a YouTube video because I like spoil all horror movies for myself. So remember when that movie VHS came out?
Yeah.
It was that weird movie. And then everyone was like, scariest horror movie. It's so horrible. And I was like, Wikipedia. Like, okay, so what are all the scary parts in VHS in case I'm ever subjected to watching it? So I found a 40-minute video about all the Babadook appearances
oh my God.
On YouTube. So it's like a Cliff Notes Babadook. It's the movie. And I watched 40 minutes of it. And then I was on the edge of my bed. I was like, this is... So I got to see Babadook now. Because also, let me just say, I know I'm saying a lot.
No,
it's
please,
Australian.
No.
And I feel like actually it's like less scary. And then I read it was about grief. And I was like, oh, I'll see the whole thing.
Yeah.
Oh, it's about grief?
Because it's allowed to have like emotional, real undertones. Internationally, those horror movies are like prestige films.
Oh, yeah.
And then they come to America and then they become trash. But especially like the Japanese ones, like the one that's the Ring is
the
based
grudge,
on.
The Ring.
All those movies are like beloved movies internationally and in their home countries. And they come here and they have like, they get Naomi Watson.
Although, did you know? Some Babadook trivia for you.
Please. Okay, come on.
That it was actually a bomb when it first opened in Australia.
Oh.
And then it came here and was a hit. And they re-released it and it was a hit in Australia.
Wow.
See, I'm telling you guys, it's like Rain Man, but for pointless, needless information. But I've got it.
No, this so is the culturista.
This is a culturista.
Yeah, this is the point of the show, Michelle.
I get it. Okay, relax.
No, but Michelle, like you, like literally, like we're running this like, you know, celebrity site. Like before we were fucking dilettantes and started... gabbing into a microphone. You're a true pioneer, I think.
That's nice of you to say that, actually. And I know you're half kidding.
I'm not.
I'm like,
no.
They cut back to me. I have like a tear in my eye, Saving Private Ryan on the beach. I'm like, oh my God.
And it's a thick black mascara tear like Lauren Conrad.
No, this is waterproof. I went to a wedding this weekend in the rain, which sounds romantic until you cut back to me. And it's like Jan Hooks as Tammy Faye. I was like, oh God. So it's not a good look for me. But anyways. Thank you for saying those things.
Of
yes.
course.
I was there for 6 years of my youth. I was so beautiful back then. I didn't even know.
And
I
mean,
I look back at pictures now, I'm like, oh my God, I had it. it all.
Oh my god.
Anyways, HPV free. We talked about it. We did. No one.
Congrats.
And I want the world to know.
Yeah, HPV free. This one,
Michelle Collins.
And
HPV
you know, famously, most people have it.
I know.
You dodged the bullet.
I sure did.
Yeah.
I'm really excited about it. Anyways,
I mean, that's the thing about being STD free, bitch. It can always go away.
So, I have other things.
Oh yeah,
okay.
For sure.
It's just that is the one thing. That
yes,
but that's anyway. The one that everyone else has. So in a way, it just sort of feels more.
Have you seen the commercials for it where it's like adults being like, "I have it," and it's like then slowly, it's like kind of amazing. It's actually it's Babadook-esque. Yeah, I don't know what that means. That's anything. Where then slowly
worthy of international praise.
Yeah. Then slowly it rewinds and in time, and then they found like similar younger actors to be like, "I wish my dad would have told me that it was important to get." And when they say the last word, they're like seven and like blowing birthday candles out. So great.
I mean,
I have to have kids just so I can get them vaccinated. I need it. I need them. Vaccinated.
Yeah. We need him vaccinated. Yeah. I didn't know you were Best Week Ever for 6 years. Straight out of Barnard? No.
No.
I know this about you because I listened to the pod, Fresh Batch. You guys listen to it.
Oh,
it's
wait,
great.
I know.
Fresh
and it's spelled Batch like cookies, not Bach.
Oh,
some people
yes.
think because of Bachelor, but it's not.
They think
technically
it's a classical
a bachelorette.
Music.
It's not technically a Bachelorette or a Bachelor podcast.
Okay.
Right.
We talk about it because it's on right now.
Of
right.
course.
Because it's a TV podcast. See?
So in the off season, what are we planning on talking
well,
about?
Well, we're still talking about Housewives, which mm-hmm. of course right. I could just talk about till I drop dead. Mm-hmm. I love Below Deck. Do you guys watch
What's
it?
What's that?
What's Below Deck?
What?
Sorry,
what?
I'm not a.
She looks to our producer like, "What the fuck show am I on?"
I'm like,
"Hot producer
HPJ.
Joe,
hot producer Joe,
hot producer Joe." We are not what? HPJ free. I'll tell
okay,
you.
Okay, I'm not a Bravo gay. I will out myself. As
what channel gay are you?
We are Logo VH1 Drag Race gays.
Well, that's the same diff. I
Do
mean,
you
I
watch Drag Race?
Of course.
Yeah, thank God.
Yeah. Can I have some wine, please?
Please wait. Okay,
so. I think I need to take the edge off of this.
HPJ is going to get the cup.
Oh, thank you.
Michelle walked in here. We offered her the wine. She said, "No, I've got my San Pellegrino."
But yeah, but guess what?
Flavorless. I think it's
flavorless.
Important to know,
thank
not
you.
The sugary one.
I'm very happy we cracked you open, and now you're going to pour the wine.
I'm doing it now.
Yeah,
well, I'm not driving anywhere. I'm going out after this.
No, it's New York, baby.
That's
listen,
why I have the eye makeup. All right, let's talk.
Let me talk to you. Wait, we
anything
have
else?
We have a question that we start. We have a question we start this all off.
Yes,
okay?
Yes, yes.
All right, so Michelle, this is the question that we ask all of our guests. It's really a centerpiece of. Might I have some more wine? Thank you so much.
He snatched that bottle so fast.
He was like,
it was
bye,
out.
Bitch.
Hot producer Joe, can I get some more too? Thank
this
you so much.
Gearing up to be quite the app. So what is the culture mm-hmm. that from a young age you saw and really influenced you? We're talking about films, music, television, like something that changed the way you lived your life and made you want to say, I'm going to step in a cultural direction.
It could even mean like some people answer this with like geography. They're like, I grew up in the suburbs of Cranston, Rhode Island.
Wow, that's such a beautiful question.
What made you step?
I like that.
Culture was for you. You decided.
Well, you know what's funny? So here's, this is for sure. We're going to have like a Barbara Walters. Like I'm going to be sobbing in
Come
the next
on,
five
please.
Minutes. No, look, I grew up. I was tall. I had very crazy parents, but very funny. My father was a stand-up comedian, funny mm-hmm. enough.
No way.
But like in a Waiting for Guffman sense of like, old age homes and like Jewish humor. And it was very, I mean, it's very sad. He would write parody songs. So it wasn't the Wanderer, it was the Hondler, which sounds funny, but
I would listen to that.
By the 900th time, I was like Death of Marat, like the painting, like bathtub, suicide note,
Death
like
of Marat.
Never
oh
again.
Oh, that's a,
I was in Marat Saad in college.
Anyway.
Were you an art history major in college?
No, I was. It's a whole drama.
Whole thing.
I was in dramatic writing, but somehow got into a Tisch drama main stage. And it was the talk of the town.
He was the real. He was the Zac Efron of NYU.
Wait,
and
I
was
really? I could see that.
I was
see
the
that.
Marquis de Sade in Marat Sade. And we did a punk rock version of it.
Wow. I would love to have seen that.
It was
oh my god,
too much.
Too much. I saw it and I was like, I don't know what the fuck is going on here.
Yeah. You guys like 22. I just need to know. So before I say like about the talkies that inspired me, I need to know what
talkies.
Makes
are,
you tick.
We are 27 and 26.
Okay, I can deal with that.
We have our wits about us.
Okay. I feel young. I know. I forget
you are.
That. I know. Okay, everyone just relax.
We're zygotes. Okay, so so your dad was a stand-up comedian.
So right. No, but I grew up. I was tall. I was like definitely like mocked just for like a number of reasons. And I use, well, why am I bringing that up? Just to get the sympathy vote right now and
100%.
To encourage your listeners to listen to my podcast to know that I'm a very sensitive animal. I'm a Cancer with a Libra moon. Need I say more?
Yeah.
Anyways,
need I say more? It depends.
No, but anyways, as far as the culture, so I actually immersed myself in culture because I had nothing else. I mean, we're talking for like 3 years of my life. So what did I watch? I mean, I used to stay up until 4:30 in the morning to watch reruns of Perfect Strangers when I was like in high school. But I mean, at that point, I did have friends. But to me, okay, it was like Conan was huge for me. We're talking high school now.
Yeah.
Younger than that, I mean, I would say that when I was like 12 or 13, I fell in with a group of, my mother would call them like Italian sluts. And I was in the...
yes. Thank you.
And they were the best. God bless. They were my rocks. And like,
where'd you grow up?
God bless.
Miami Beach.
Yo, oh, come on.
Yes. Isn't that kind of funny? So it was a very Jewish school. Uh-huh. And like, but, and I say this as a Jewish person, like, hated almost everybody. I mean, you know, very snobby, jappy, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And, but then I fell in with these girls who were like, cool. They all smoked. We would go on field trips. And my mother, who's a crazy Israeli woman, would like let them smoke. She would like give them cigarettes. Yeah. Wow. I was like, I mean, forget it. So this is who, this is my background. Uh-huh. But when I was like 13, but I was dorky. I wasn't cool. Like the girls thought my mom was cool as shit. They were like, oh my God, your mom's the fucking best. And then I would still be like left alone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I was like big into, I really got into like dark movies when I was young, far too young. I remember buying tickets to see Pulp Fiction. This was, I was 12 or 13.
Wow.
And for all, because I looked 40, you know, because I was like 6 feet. So I would buy tickets to all the rated R movies. And I remember seeing Trainspotting, you know, all the Tarantino movies, forget it, like all these fucked up movies that no kid, if I found out my nieces were watching it today, I'd be like,
seriously,
crazy. I remember begging my parents to see Natural Born Killers. I was like, please, I'm begging, like, I have to see it, I have to see it.
And they, why? Because you was it, what attracted you to that stuff?
You know what, I think that like I knew it was cool. I felt like, oh, this shit is cool. Uh-huh. It makes me feel smart that I even get it now. But I don't even think I was that like self-conscious about it. Sure, I just knew that it was like something, it made me feel things. I was like, oh, this is like really just awesome shit. Like I liked watching these people. I remember, I mean, I'm trying to think of what else. I had every movie poster up in my room, and I used to go to Israel with my mom over the summer to visit my grandparents, and there was one store that sold all the movie posters in Italian, which I thought was like beyond cool. So I would buy all, but it's like,
it
so dorky.
No, it is pretty cool.
Ugh, whatever. Now I'm like embarrassed.
No, I did the same thing with movie posters. Right? It was like, that's what you put up, because like, what's my personality?
But that's it. But that really is it. Until I figured out that I could like use humor to like be that. But you know,
yeah.
I mean, I was always, listen, I was doing Shirley Bassey impressions at 5. Like, and this is not a joke. I was singing Goldfinger for Company at 5.
Wow!
And killing it. Like, not a joke. A sweet little thing. It was like,
earnest,
you know, earth-shattering performance of Goldfinger. George Carlin was big for me. You know, I'm thinking like what I got into. Ellen's comedy was big. Like, you know, we're talking about the 80s. Like, I knew all of George Carlin's routines back to front. I don't know. There's a lot. I mean, Babysitter's Club. No, but I'm thinking like adult things that actually people still think about, talk about. Like, I remember that I would watch Def Comedy Jam. My mother, there was a big thing in my house where my mom was like, you cannot see Eddie Murphy raw. Mm-mm. I could watch anything. Oh my God, truly. And I had a TV in my room. So I remember watching like Kids on mute, like being like, but like as a kid, I was like, oh, okay.
Didn't even matter that it was on mute.
What? No,
didn't
I know.
Matter. Yeah.
You got it.
Or like even Welcome to the Dollhouse. That was a fucked up movie. Like there were a lot of like really dark things. I miss the 90s a lot. I mean, there was like a lot of good stuff that came out then. But I remember my mom was like, you cannot watch Eddie Murphy raw. And I remember thinking, or listen to Andrew Dice Clay's tape. That was the other big thing. But in the meantime, I would sit with my parents in the living room watching Def Comedy Jam, pussy jokes, dick jokes, everything.
Yeah.
And like, no issue. Like, never like, mish, like, get out of the room. It was like, oh shit, his dick's so small. Like, I mean, Adele Givens, I think. Oh my God.
Yeah,
forget
oh my
it.
God,
like,
yeah.
Oh my God. We used to die laughing. And then, but raw was off the table. And then one day, I remember I was like old at that point, and I remember thinking it was like,
you would breach this
sacrilegious. And I watched it and I was like, this is less dirty than the shit that I was watching with my parents.
Wow.
But, you know.
That's how it went a lot. Like, they wouldn't, my parents wouldn't let me watch South Park. I think because the mainstream was telling them, this is bad. This is something you don't let your kids watch. And they very much fell into that. But like at night, remember when Howard Stern was on E?
They had televised
the show. I'd be watching that all the time. He'd be having women come in like, all right, yeah, show me this. And it was like so much worse. And I had the television in my room.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I would go in on that.
In your room. No.
Anna Nicole so Smith show. And then Howard Stern. I would watch it every single
night. Anna Nicole, my idol.
Yeah. Your idol.
It's who inspired my look tonight. I'm not even joking. Look at this. Remember my favorite thing ever. But yeah, I don't know.
That all makes sense. That all sort of... But what is that about kids wanting to just like, there's this calling, there's this pull towards things that are not appropriate for your age. Mm.
Because you're looking for the next thrill, I guess. Like, that's what happens when you're in, like, a little box. It's like when you're eating lunch. When I was in elementary school, we'd eat lunch, and they wouldn't let us get up to talk to each other.
Really?
In elementary school.
Public school?
Yeah, public school. Oh. They would keep us at our tables, and they say, you can get up to go buy a snack at the end, and then you have to sit right back down. And it's like...
It's like the keepers. No, I'm joking. I'm watching it as you speak. Sorry.
You just brought that up. But the thing is, like, I didn't want to get up. I was with people I wanted to talk to. But then, like, when they're telling you you can't get up, all you want to do is run the fuck around.
That is why I had behavioral problems.
Yeah.
And because I never shut the fuck up growing up. I mean, it makes sense now that you see how I turned out, that this is, like, who I am. But, I mean, I would get in trouble to the point that I got in so much trouble in the first grade that my parents called the principal and they skipped me a grade.
Oh my God.
I skipped a grade because
you were so talkative.
Because I talked, you know what it was? My kindergarten, and I was also very tall, my joke being this bitch too big, like move her out. But no, my parents, I remember that in kindergarten I had a teacher, Miss Eileen, shout out, she was wonderful.
Come on, Eileen.
She used to pull me aside and teach me separately from the other kids because she like saw a spark within me.
Love those teachers.
Who doesn't?
Yep. Yeah.
And so when I got to the first grade, you know, it was like, how many hammers in the box or whatever? I remember this question specifically. And I was like, three. Like, this is so dumb.
Yeah, stupid.
How dare they? And a weekend they tested me and they want. I know this is like such a bragging show. I'm not this person, but it's fun to remember.
No, do it.
I am this person. They were like, oh, we want to move her to the third grade. Wow. Instead of not second even. And my mom was like, no, we don't want to make a freak. Meanwhile, they moved me to second and it did not even matter because it was like already I didn't know anyone. You know, it was like brand new. Yeah. Why did I bring up?
You already writing in scripts?
No, please. Torah scrolls of poetry. Yeah. You don't even know me back then. I had everything.
I was very verbal as well. Did you curse a lot when you were little?
Oh my God, of course.
Yeah, they sent a note home with my parents in kindergarten.
Go on.
It was math. And they were just like, this is a note that says you're doing really well in class. Give it to your mother. And I was like, hell yeah.
Where are you from?
Long Island.
Where in Long Island?
Suffolk County. So Islip.
Oh, I love Islip. Yeah. I know the train station.
Yes, very much. We're right in the middle of Long Island. So we're on the weather map. It is our little claim to fame.
Oh, wow.
How about that?
So great. So one second. He's so full of himself. No, I'm joking.
We were on the weather map. You know us. You've heard. But I was using three words: damn, hell, and ass, and I was giving the finger.
Wow.
I don't think I knew much more. But they sent a note home, and they were like, this is what he's doing, and he won't stop.
The punitive thing was the note. For me, they like sent me home early because I said the word ass one day recently.
Yeah.
How old?
Fourth grade. Yeah. So I was like,
wow, that's not even
old.
Bad.
It's not even that bad.
I was 5'6". I think literally I just didn't know what it was that I was saying.
Right.
I got in trouble once. This is so fun. I could talk about it. Is this what the podcast is?
Basically, come on. Yes.
I got in trouble once because someone passed me a note. I don't remember what grade. I was also like 5 or 6. Yeah, I remember. And I passed it back and my teacher called like my mom and or whatever. And apparently someone called me a bitch. And my mom was like, Did you call someone a bitch? And I said, no, she called me a bitch and she didn't even spell it right. So I had to fix it. And the thing, like, I was so annoying. I was like a grammar Nazi. Like, I was so gifted. I was very gifted.
You spelled it wrong, bitch.
I can't help it. I cannot help my gift.
That's
so anyway, so yeah.
This is real.
This is not an elementary school, but for real. Okay. Was suspended for 5 days freshman year of high school.
ISS or OSS?
Huh?
Out of school suspension?
Out of school suspension.
Wow.
Here's what happened.
The big one.
Freshman year, it's May. School's about to end. Yearbooks come out.
Oh, shit.
I go up to my friend Ashley and I'm like, let me sign your yearbook. And at this point, like, I wasn't out yet, but I was like absolutely that horrid, poisonously faggish, like guy who's just like,
that's the name of this podcast, right? Yeah. I just want to make sure.
Poisonously faggish.
Yes.
Yeah. So,
if it's the title, I'm not mad. Good luck with your conscience typing that out, though, too.
So I take her yearbook and then I write. P.F. Jinx. Wait, was that what you said?
I just said that. I'm sorry. I just thought it. P.F. Okay, go.
So then I write in her yearbook, hey, Ashley, can't wait to fuck all summer long. Bye.
Wow.
And then that night I go to my violin lesson.
No, you and I played it too.
Violin?
Yes. Okay.
Oh my God, clarinet.
Don't touch us. Wait, go on. I'm sorry.
Woodwinds? No. I come home from my violin lesson. I'm practically a prodigy. But I come home and then there's 20 missed calls from the same number. So then finally we call this number back,
oh my God.
It's this just like, just think of like
the mother,
the what? No, the whitest state senator you could possibly just imagine. Just imagine that timbre of voice.
I'm picturing someone like hot.
No, yeah, no,
like a real old, hot asshole,
old asshole who's mm-hmm, like,
right, exactly.
He goes, yeah. "Is this Bowen Yang?" And I go, "Yes." And he goes, "Well, I've been sitting here by the phone all night because there are a lot of Yangs in the phone book."
Wow.
And then he goes, and then he proceeds to
That's
say,
amazing.
Then he proceeds Whoa. To say, "This is Ashley's stepfather.
Oh,
I read what you wrote in her yearbook. This is sexual harassment. I will have you expelled." And I was terrified. Couldn't That's really horrible. Explain this to my mom.
To your
well
parents,
enough.
Yeah.
And then finally, like the next day, like the dean fucking calls me into her office. Is like, okay, well, what we can do, like what we have to do, because he's like putting like some heat on us, is we have to suspend you for 5 days out of school for sexual harassment.
Wow.
And I was, and so I had to write about this in my college applications senior year. But anyway,
oh my God.
So anyway,
wait,
so,
like meaning you had to let the college know?
Yeah, I had to be like,
this
like,
is what happened.
Did you go to NYU also?
Went to NYU too. Wow. It was
Thanks
fine.
For
like
you in. I right. failed my statistics class, and I almost didn't get in. They almost didn't let me into
Might
school.
As well have been a failed statistics yeah. class. Like that's like the blemish on my thing. But when, wow. anyway, so then like the dean calls up my mom to like tell her like I've been suspended for 5 days, and my mom is just and my mom was just like, oh, okay, yeah, and then I maybe she didn't fully understand it, and so then the dean just goes, yes, it's very serious. like she could tell that my mom wasn't fully getting what was happening. And then my mom picks me up from school, and she was surprised. Like my parents were both surprisingly like super cool about it, and just like laughed at how stupid this was.
That's kind of amazing.
That's insane, because that's not like
that's not like
what the vibe is otherwise with his parents.
Absolutely.
Did they know at the time who you were?
No. That and thank you for phrasing it that way. But yes. No, they did not. And but it was just like for them, it must have been this like. Relief that I was attracted to girls, which
is
so funny.
Oh, they were probably so excited.
Right. So then...
kind of a dark twist. Yeah. I was, like, happy, and I'm like... Mm.
That was, like, the cover I was hiding behind. But, guys...
If that happened today, I would have called the presses and been like, this homophobia must stop.
But also,
it's an attack on humor.
5 days off school, and it was fine. Yeah. And it was... I, like, laughed. Like, even then, I was just, like, laughing at how ridiculous it was.
It's
but I was worried about colleges.
It's funny because there was OSS and ISS, like I said, mm-hmm. out-of-school suspension and in-school suspension. And in-school suspension was, like, the one that was not as bad.
It was, like, all-day detention, basically.
It was, like, all-day detention, which who wants that fucking
no, that's
bullshit?
Nightmare.
But if you're
it's
OSS, like, you can, like...
It's why it rhymes with ISIS.
Yeah,
No.
They were planting it even then. But like out of school suspension, you can go to the cinema, honey. You can go get a drink.
Mm-hmm. My school in Miami, North Miami Beach High uh-huh. School, which is wow. now the it's a public school. It was I would call it inner city back then, and now it's like
a W hotel.
It's full. No, opposite.
Okay.
It's like very segregated. Miami
oh,
high schools
yeah.
are very segregated. Sure. Like the world, let's be honest.
Yeah,
but
yeah, come on.
They like redrew the lines. So now like all the white kids who went to school there are now at like this other high school. And it's just interesting wow. how that worked out. But why did I bring it up? Because we were across from the Black Mall.
Uh-huh.
And I loved them all. There was a Marshalls there. Forget it. Marshalls? Every day. I was like, Auntie Anne's Marshalls. Every day at noon. I was
Auntie
like, Auntie Anne's Marshalls.
Auntie Anne's.
Until I got a car my senior year. Because again, I was so young. Because I... to G. the point is, I got in trouble too, though, a lot in school, but like for talking and just.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
For like for forging, I forged a signature on a Schindler's List
nice.
Permission form. Did that end up.
you decided
to. Talk about that yet on my thing? No. Okay.
Okay, great. Do we want to save it? No.
I'll tell
we
it.
We can talk about it. Great.
I mean, I may tell it at my show also on Wednesday, but.
That's hilarious.
I also have a live show Wednesday.
Yes. June 14th.
June 14th at UCB Chelsea.
Yes.
Magic
$7.
Mish XXL.
Yeah.
Same day this episode's going to come out, you guys.
Oh, really?
So today, as you're listening to this, you can go
come
see Michelle tonight.
In Chelsea tonight. Yeah, it's a really
Chelsea.
Fun show.
Yeah.
I do a reading of certain Sarah Jessica Parker emails. I can't get into it, but it's real and it's amazing.
That she sent to
come.
You?
Can't get into it.
Yeah, you won't get into it. So
guys, go
to
the show.
Hey, it's Bowen, and I want to introduce you to the new Cantina Chicken menu at Taco Bell. Yes, it's an all-new chicken menu with fresh new ingredients, great as a lunchtime option. Taste for yourself the slow-roasted chicken, pico de gallo, purple cabbage, and new avocado verde salsa sauce. With new menu options like Cantina Chicken tacos, burritos, and quesadillas, there's something for everyone. And Taco Bell isn't just for a late night. With this new Cantina Chicken menu, the possibilities are, well, endless. Try the new Cantina Chicken menu at Taco Bell now. Now, I said.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Oh, the summertime is the right time to start building credit, Bo.
I've always said this since I was a child.
Summer should be fun, not financially stressful.
You know what I love about the Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card?
What?
There are no annual fees, interest, or credit checks to apply.
Yes!
And if your credit scores grow, so could your opportunities for lower rates on loans, like for a car or home.
With the Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card, build credit using your own money.
You can also get paid up to 2 days early with direct deposit.
With Chime's secure credit card, you can improve your credit scores all summer long. Get started today at chime.com/culturistas. That's chime.com/culturistas. Chime. Feels like progress.
The Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Spot me eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal and OTC advance fees may apply. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details. Oh, Matt, I love going to Quince year-round for all my shopping needs, whether it's in the kitchen, the closet, outside with my friends.
And, you know, speaking of outside, the weather's getting warmer, Bo. It's time to ditch our jackets and sweaters for shorts and tees. I used to waste my money on clothes that would really only last one season. That was until I found Quince. Now I've got high quality pieces that never go out of style.
Quince has all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow knit activewear.
And you forgot the best part. All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
What I love are my Quince weighted blanket, my Quince knives in the kitchen, my Quince cable knit sweaters that I will be wearing in the summer.
Upgrade your wardrobe. Go to Quince.com/culturistas for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's Quince.com/culturistas to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
Quince.com/culturistas.
Go to the show.
So, no, but anyways, it happened to me once in school where we were going to watch Schindler's List. Now, obviously, not only am I Jewish, I come from the loins of survivors of the Holocaust.
Okay. Yeah.
All for every loin that helped inseminate
every gonad.
Me,
this,
as we
survived
before
the camps. Okay, yes. That's no lie. And some didn't, like from the other things. Yep. But anyways. So of course I had seen Schindler's List. It's the kind of movie, it's like Babadook style. Like once is enough. I don't need to sit through the Babadook again. Or even the 40-minute like primer that I watched today. But no, so it's like one, you see Schindler's List once, it's like, oh my God, red coat, the ring. Yeah, it's I can't do it again.
Yeah.
And I was in the eighth grade. So I had this teacher named Mrs. Morris. Don't know if she's living or dead. Yeah. Don't want to know.
We don't care.
She was my cousin, supposedly, which was surprising because she looked like the Tootsie Roll owl. You know, the one who's like, how many licks? Mrs. Morris. Okay. So anyway, she was very cruel to me. I have no issues talking shit about her now.
Please.
But she's for sure listening to this, by the way. I'm sure she's like always been very supportive of my career.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and she can fuck off.
And you know what? She's family and we still hear
and
this.
She's still hear this. I don't know how she's family. We look zero alike. But wait. So anyways, so wait. So
I see no owl before me.
No, do I look like an owl?
No. Way. Okay, so.
So anyway, so she, I look like, I do have bird-like qualities, but not an owl.
Like Van Helsing.
I'm very attracted to men who look like birds.
Really?
Actually, my best friend has noticed this about me.
Small men?
Small bird-like men.
Tom.
No, like tall, like Sam the Eagle, like eagle-headed.
Oh, Sam the Eagle.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yes.
I fuck Sam the Eagle.
No, oh, in a minute. Hottest Muppet.
Hottest Muppet, Sam the Eagle.
I'm high-fiving you. Don't leave my wing hanging.
Probably a beast in bed. Probably pins you down.
Sam the Eagle would peck the shit out of you. Are you kidding me? It would be like in like Tales from the Crypt, like bloodied eyes.
Yes.
Like hollowed out skull. I would love every second. But anyway, so back to me.
I'd fuck Fozzie.
No.
I'd fuck Beaker.
I'd fuck Fozzie. You want to know why?
Because sometimes those guys have a freaky side. Those guys, meaning I bet you Fozzie
has a big dick for real, though.
For Fozzie's sure.
He's like Seth Rogen style. Yeah. Although I don't think Seth Rogen does necessarily. But there's something about Fozzie, the confidence there.
The tiny bowler hat means.
I'd fuck the scientist, too.
You fuck the
scientist. Which one?
Because you know Beaker is like his little slave.
Beaker's hot. Wait a second.
The scientist, Beaker's I do love hot. Bald guys with glasses. So that's where I call them bees with G's. Yeah. So it's kind of funny.
I feel like the scientist like knows the human body.
No, but the scientist had like no eyeballs. He just had glasses.
I think he was Asian.
If he took his...
I think he was Asian.
Is that true?
He wasn't.
He had like jaundiced skin.
No, he was green.
Asian. Oh, he was green. Practically jaundiced.
Do you know that I once called Kesha Dr. Teeth to her face? That happened once. I can't get into it. She's had a tough week. Can I get some more wine? Anyway,
she had a tough week because of Jerry Seinfeld?
Yeah.
Okay, can I tell you something? I've said on this podcast, Jerry Seinfeld has also refused to shake my hand.
Well, let me tell you something. I will be a supporter and defender of Jerry Seinfeld until they bury my skull.
Uh-huh.
And also, I'm obsessed with his wife, Jessica Seinfeld.
Jessica Sklar Seinfeld.
I love her. She's my Gwyneth. Like, I'm like, Gwyneth is like an imitate. Don't go there with me.
Come on.
I love Jessica Seinfeld. I think she's super funny. She's real. She gets it. But she's also like healthy, blah, 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 whatever. I don't know. Jerry
Gwyneth
looks,
is the Gentile Jessica.
Who is?
Gwyneth is the Gentile Jessica. Anyway,
you don't Gwyneth even
is like
Gwyneth.
Humorless to me. I don't know. Maybe not.
Okay. I'm sorry.
I would be friends with literally anybody. You know that. All right. If Gwyneth was like, Mish, let's get drinks, I'd be like, I'm so lucky. Like,
absolutely.
Gwyneth wants to be my friend. So I'm lying to everyone
absolutely.
Right now.
Absolutely.
Anywho, okay.
I have a good Gwyneth Schindler's. At drink story after this.
Ooh, I like that. Ooh, how long are we here for? I'll be here all night. Oh, we have so much time. So listen. So Schindler.
Yes.
Yeah.
So she goes. You need to get, we were going to watch it in Mrs. Morris, the owl's class. And mm-hmm. she goes, you need to get this permission slip signed. And I was like, oh. So she gives it to me. I never got shit signed. I used to get progress reports. My parents were like, my mother used to have to come in for meetings about my conduct once a month because I did not shut up.
Yeah.
And actually, I remember that in Mrs. Morris's class, I got an A in my subject, mm-hmm. a 1 in effort, and an F in conduct. And my mom was like, how can I be mad at you if you're talking through the class and you still got an A? She's like, keep it up, girl. Like, you know, how can she discipline me over that? Right. But also, I am my mother's daughter. The point is, we get this permission slip. I forget. I don't even, it's like my parents give a fucking shit that I'm going to watch Schindler's List.
Yeah,
no.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, so I have it in my backpack. And so I forget. So Mrs. Cohn, who is Mrs. Morris's like kind of lazy teacher's assistant.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Like a lot of turquoise, stumpy, shaved blonde hair, basically, came in and was like, Michelle, Mrs. Morris needs your, that's literally how she said it.
Oh, wow.
Mrs. Morris needs your slip. And I was like, oh my God, my slip. So I took it out, all crumpled from my bag. Scrawled like Robert De Niro in Awakenings, like scrawled a fucking line down
in plain sight.
Literally, I mean, I'm broad shouldered, so I cranked around.
Okay. Yeah.
I Jeopardy walled it with my body, and then I gave it to Mrs. Cohn. Not 5 minutes pass. Mrs. Cohn's like, oh, Michelle, Mrs. Morris would like to see you. I was like, oh, here we go.
Oh,
so
no.
So I go in. She goes, Michelle, I was comparing this Schindler's List permission slip to your progress report, and the signatures do not even match. Did you forge this? And I went, I did. Like,
yeah, bitch.
Why does it matter? She goes, you know what, Michelle? I know that you've probably seen Schindler's List already, but as punishment, I'm not gonna allow you to watch Schindler's List. I was like, this is the
Thank
best.
Thank you.
There's some loop there that does not.
There's
anyway.
Some weird like matrix. So I went to the. She was like, go to the library. I had to like write some paper about like the liberation. I, you know how it is. I was like, as the boots marched across Europe. I start every speech with that. Every essay. It didn't matter if it was about geometry. I'd be like, as the boots stomped across the European plain. Anyway, so I turned it in. And then it was such a great paper, apparently, that I got extra credit. And I got an A that semester.
Wow.
So,
hell yeah.
And I wasn't a good student. I'm not bragging. I was not an A student. I got into Barnard because I was a speech and debater.
There you go.
National.
Forensics.
I used to get second to Josh Gad. That's my claim to fame.
Wow. So Josh Gad was the best speech and debater?
And I was second, yeah.
Oh, fuck Josh Gad. You beat, no. Come on, I'm not
afraid
to say this.
He was better than me in speech and debate, I will say.
Did you ever debate him directly?
It wasn't debate, it was like acting. I knew him. Like, we used to go to camp together. And then, well, whatever, that's a whole other story. But yeah, but he was nice. But anyways, the point is, he would always get first. And then my senior year, I panicked because I needed the big trophy. So I changed events completely. And I won.
I did extemporaneous for a hot second, and I sucked at it.
Did you? I could see you being good.
No, I was so bad at it. I just did not want to fucking clip newspaper articles. like for 5 hours.
You didn't have to. I did it once and I quoted the same quote from a Jeep ad on the back of Time magazine, see, which was Oliver Wendell Holmes often said, this is what it is not so much the speed in which you are going, but the direction. And in the case of America, the direction is directly down the toilet. I ended every speech that way.
Oh my God.
I made it to national.
You're a natural at this. That's amazing. Guys, we're going to take a little break.
What?
We have to take a short break?
But my childhood. Oh, wait, no. Is that what this is about? No, do your thing. Do your thing. It's fine.
We're going to be right back with Michelle Collins.
What a rollicking ride. We love this. We'll be right back after a brief message.
Bitch, I hope that you're sitting down at this moment.
Yes.
Because I'm about to give you something. It's a little bit of an offer.
It's a little offer.
And you're going to want to take advantage of this.
Yes.
Okay? For you, the listeners of Las Culturistas, and thank you so much for listening, Casper is offering $50 towards any mattress purchase at Casper.com.
$50?
You got to take advantage of this. Ugh. Yes. The Casper mattress is an obsessively engineered mattress, bitch, at a shockingly fair price, okay? Mm. It's got the right sink. It's got the right bounce because it's made up of two technologies. It's latex foam and memory foam. It's now the most awarded mattress of the decade.
Give it the Oscar for mattresses.
Rightfully so. So I don't know what you're waiting for. You got to get one. So this is an offer for $50 off any mattress purchase. You got to go to CasperTrial.com/Las Culturistas. Again, one more time. Write it down, bitch. Don't let it pass you by. www.CasperTrial.com/Las Culturistas for $50 towards any mattress purchase. I mean, that's like, you gotta do it.
You gotta do it.
You're stupid to not do it.
You're stupid not to.
At least look into it.
And here's what else you should look into. Warby Parker glasses, honey.
You gotta put these on your face.
Take it from me, honey. I've got a pair of Warbys at home and I love them so much. Gag. We're sponsored by Warby Parker. Warby Parker is offering Las Culturistas listeners with a free 5-day home try-on to give you the opportunity to check out their glasses.
This,
you
know, is such a good deal.
Such a good deal. And they have a frame called Bowen and it comes in many colors.
Oh my God.
I love it
do
so much.
Do you have the Bowen glasses?
I don't, but I should, right?
I mean, you should at least get them to try them on for 5 days for free.
Thank
and get
you.
Opinions on them.
Great
I mean,
idea.
Come on.
They make buying glasses online easy and risk-free because their home try-on program allows customers like you to order 5 pairs of glasses to be shipped directly to their homes, where they can try them on in the comfort of their own home and get feedback from friends, family, colleagues, enemies.
I mean, come on. Ugh. Your enemies will see you in these Warby Parkers and they'll be like, oh, damn it, they have the upper hand on me today.
And you can
say, they look good.
Yes, and you can say, eat your heart out to
your
enemies.
Yeah, and you know what? You can see your enemies for who they really are because you'll be seeing very well because you're wearing the Warby Parkers.
That's beautiful, Matt. I love it. Users can keep the frames for 5 days before sending them back for free using the prepaid return shipping labels with no obligation to purchase.
I told my mom about this deal today and she could not believe it.
She couldn't?
Like, this is obviously an amazing company.
Get Katrina to try on some glasses.
I will, I think.
I think she could slay in some frames, honey.
She does on the daily.
On the daily, honey.
All you moms out there that listen to Las Culturistas, get yourself a pair of Warby Parkers.
And hey, once the surge in the market just goes crazy towards moms, Warby Parker will have us to thank.
Yeah.
To get your free home try-on today, go to warbyparkertrial.com/Las Culturistas. Again, write this down, bitch. That's www.warbyparkertrial.com/Las Culturistas for your free 5-day home try-on.
All right, that's enough of that. Let's go back to the show.
Come on.
Hi.
Hi.
How's it going?
We're here with Michelle Collins.
You were just treated to a little bit of an offer.
Yes.
What's the offer?
Casper mattress.
Oh, I
or
sleep
Warby
on
Parker.
One.
And you like it.
Love it.
Yeah. There it's only the
it's
finest.
It's like a big kitchen sponge. It's the best. With support.
I fucks with that.
Two kinds of foam.
Two kinds
memory
of foam.
Foam and what's the other one?
Latex.
Am I going to make money for saying that I
absolutely
sleep in a
Casper? We're sending you a check for $1,000.
I hope that's true. No, but go on. Yes, I do like mine.
Okay. So listen. Here's the deal, guys. I actually, and Bowen, really, this is true for you as well. We had never seen an episode. I had never seen an episode of The Bachelor or Bachelorette ever. Never, Michelle.
Now, can I ask you a question? Is that because I find sometimes with certain shows, I'm so out of the loop on it that the idea of it's like double dutch. The idea of getting in the ropes of it intimidates me. Is that how you were?
It was a little bit that, because I've heard about the world being so expansive and the way people commit to it is so crazy that I know it takes a piece of you.
It does. And it's a long show, two hours a week.
And I also have a lot of other shows that I do that with. But the thing is, like, I think what it was to me was I was like, I'm not going to allow myself to actually enjoy that because I know it's quote unquote fake, or because I know it's quote unquote like basic or whatever. Like, I had judgments on it.
I get it.
But now after watching it, oh my God, I'm obsessed.
It's really good. Yeah.
Because all those things aren't, they're not untrue, but it's also part of it.
It's like, you know that it, I go into it knowing a lot of it is set up, and actually it's hard for me sometimes to separate. You know, I don't know how that show is made at all. I'm a fan. Really? Like, well, why would I know? I mean, I worked on, you know, the after show last summer, but it was as really just a lover of the franchise and and a, you know, comedian and a host. I got very lucky. It was like probably the best job I've ever had. To be honest, it was awesome. But I don't know any more about the production. It's just watching it through like a lens of like, okay, like, how did they not know this person was this way? Or like certain things that are, I think that even very savvy viewers know is fake. They do on purpose because the people who make that show are very smart and very savvy, mm-hmm. and they really get what America wants, as crazy as that sounds. So,
yeah, totally. No, 100%.
And the thing with this season is Rachel's a fucking star.
She's a star.
She's great,
And that's the thing is, actually, when it was announced that she was the Bachelorette, and I kind of like, I'll peek into like whatever people are saying about the show every now and then, just so I know like what's up. Because sometimes it would just totally dominate the conversation on like
Monday
Facebook
crazy,
or whatever, or whatever on the late night shows. Like it felt like it was all they were talking about. Yeah. And I was like, this is something I'm really not in
a blind spot.
With.
Yeah.
So I watched a few interviews with Rachel or whatever. And I thought she was so cool. I thought it was very cool that she was the first Black Bachelorette. I wanted to support that. And then honestly, watching the show today, like, she's really something else. She she's a star.
She knows when to turn certain things on and when to, like, just the whole her going into the locker room after DeMario was like such a beautiful moment.
I think that's such an thing about the show that I've never really gotten on board with is, like, I'm supposed to believe that all these people fall head over heels for this one person. And sometimes I feel like I'll see The Bachelor and I'll be like, that guy's a fucking dud.
Yeah.
And but with her, it's like, I think the reason why this season is working, and I think it is working, is because I buy that everyone wants to marry that girl.
Yeah. Well, she's like razor sharp.
Yeah.
When she gets angry, I'm scared for myself. I'm like, oh my God, like, she's so smart and like just has her facts in order and comes for you, and it's like very impressive to me. I gotta say, she laughs a lot, which is my one I love her laugh. I do think she laughs a lot.
She's
a
bit generous with
it's generous with it, which is fine, but I actually, she's so charming without that. Like, I just feel like she doesn't need to rely on her laughing all the time. Or maybe that's just how they put the show together, too. Yeah. But, you know, there it comes to a point where I'm like, oh, my God, I just wish she would laugh, like, a little less. And I love, and I literally thrive off of laughter.
Yeah. So, that's interesting.
You know, but that's my only, literally the one quirk that I found with her. But I love her. I think she's beautiful. She's, the guys adore her. Yeah. The guys, I also have to say, though, as a woman, with a Y.
Faux show.
The guys are probably the hottest group of guys that show has assembled, maybe ever.
It's pretty amazing.
It's pretty wild.
Yeah.
Like today when they were, I was watching it today, I just watched the third episode and they were all mud wrestling. And I was like, not a dud in this bunch.
No. Kenny is hot as shit.
See,
well, Peter is hot as, Peter is.
Number one.
My number one.
Peter, number one. Let's clasp around.
Let me look up Peter.
Now,
I literally
have picture Viggo Mortensen, like, somehow hotter.
Oh, gap tooth guy.
That
little
fucked up nose. I love it. And I love that conversation.
His body, his height. I'm literally like, what the fuck is going on here? I get upset. He's so hot. You know when someone's so handsome? Guys, you know what I mean.
You get frustrated.
You know when someone's so hot? Yeah, that's what it is. When someone's so hot, then I'm like, how could he?
Now, see, what I love about Peter, though, is his face is a little fucked. His nose is just a little fucked.
He's so gorgeous.
And we like this?
So beautiful. And also, I'll tell you who else I like.
Go on.
Brian, the Colombian guy who made out with her straight
away.
Wow,
I am really upset with you.
Really? I thought his sexual energy was so overpowering.
That's, you go first.
The Brian kiss in the first episode.
It was a sloppy kiss, I'll say that.
Viscerally made me want to vomit.
It was assault.
It was assault.
The Keepers too. The Keepers too. I'm only bringing up The Keepers because I literally spent all day watching it and it's in my mind. While we're talking about all this bullshit, I'm like,
top
oh my God.
The Keepers.
The Keepers.
When can I get home?
What? Truly. But anyways,
okay.
Brian, here's my issue with Brian. Yes. Let me just say quickly.
Go.
And I said this on Fresh Batch, my podcast.
What days will those come out? They come out Tuesdays,
and sometimes Wednesdays. Also, my live shows are part of it. There's only three out at the moment. You really should listen to it, and it's, oh my God, it's free.
It's free.
But anyways, the point is this. No, I have said on my podcast that Brian, as he's from Miami Beach, born and raised in Miami. He's hyper Miami to me, which to me is like, it's like getting sprayed in the face with Raid. I'm just like, I don't want it. But then also, let me add that he has had so much work done. He's Have you not noticed that? I'm sorry.
Maybe I'm pretty awful at noticing
the
that.
The cheek.
Okay, now that I'm thinking the about cheeks. The cheekbones.
Yeah.
They're, and to me, and he also does his eyebrows in a serious way. And it reads very feminine to me. And it's just, he's got a killer body. He's a handsome. He's tall. He's confident. When he goes in for those kisses, I mean,
she's helpless.
I read a comment online. It's like, she's wet. And I'm like, it's something I would never say because I'm educated and I'm very classy. But every time he makes out with her, I'm like, she is. Like, I can't not think that because it's true. Like, she melts with him.
I
have to tell you that I really, really do not like him. He really not.
Another deal breaker about him. He's a chiropractor.
Well,
why is that a deal breaker?
I don't mind that.
Because most of them are quacks. Just
you mean cracks?
As cracks.
In quack yo back.
Ooh.
But anyways, quack your back is a great chiropractor practice.
Quack your back.
I'll quack your back. And it's like a
back.
Duck I'm with this like thing. I
yeah,
love that.
100%. Okay, quack. So those two I like. I think Kenny will go far, but I don't think that Kenny will win because I think that it will be a late in series kind of reveal and struggle for her that she's not ready for
well,
the
also,
kid.
Well, also, I think, and I'm going to say the kid. That's right. The kid is old. She's so cute.
She's older. No, but here's the thing. She's his height, and she's basically 10. Developed,
she's
and she's 10 years old.
Well, that's okay. Kids today. That's I have. I'll today. Tell you something. I was a very developed young girl.
Yeah.
And I mean, I used to get hit on in the clearance aisle at Barnes and Noble when I was 9.
Oh, no.
But anyway,
thank God for the clearance aisle.
Can't wait to get back to the keepers. Let me just put that out. No, I'm kidding. By the way, let me warn people listening. It is a and I. Thank God for that. Was never touched inappropriately. Although I did once. I was thinking about watching the show. Let's get back to my childhood.
Please.
That my driver's ed teacher, whose name I'm forgetting.
Oh, my God.
Who, I won't even describe him, but Bill Cosby wearing Kazal frames. He one time held my hand and went for a walk with me. That's like the closest.
Michelle.
I was like 15.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
Well, it's fine. But I mean, it's also like, I mean, but isn't that horrible? And he had like dinosaur hands. They were like hard and scaly. But I was, and I was thinking, and I held it. I didn't pull it away. I mean, now I'd be like, the fuck are you doing? But then I was like, I don't know. Like, what
an
do
adult.
I do? Yeah.
My driver's ed teacher was named, named Jeff. He made us call him Lil Jeffy.
That's hot.
He I had, like that.
In his, in his glove compartment, he was 4'6" and upwards of 3.
Yeah, yeah.
So he was a, he just.
Lil Jeffy.
Lil Jeffy. And he had a voice like this, Lil Jeffy.
Yes.
And then he took out of his glove compartment a picture of like porn stars. And he said, that's my girlfriend right there. That's my girlfriend. Then we were driving on Sunrise Highway. He made us drive over 100 miles per hour.
Wow. What? In your high school teacher or like a private school place?
This was a separate place where you had to take driver's ed on Long Island. It's St. Anthony's, and I'm going to put them on blast. At St. Anthony's, at least in 2007, 2008, this was happening when I was taking my drive. No, 2006.
What?
So he had us go over 100 miles per hour. He's like, you need to know what's wrong so you can do what's right.
I'm wet for Lil Jeffy. I'm as wet as Rachel for Brian.
You are not wet for Lil Jeffy. And then he would say racial slurs as we were driving.
No!
He's a Lee.
He did everything wrong. He's not a Lee. What do you think about this Lee is racist stuff?
I have thought that Lee has racist eyes since the day I locked
racist
in on
eyes.
Him.
You.
Lee has a racist face. I'm
he
sorry.
He looks racist.
He looks like a fucking racist.
He's got a drunk face. Here's my beef with the show. Those people are all so fucked up.
You think at all times. You know who I do like is
times.
Dean.
Dean's so hot.
So
Dean's
hot.
Very
holy
much
shit.
My type to like a fucking seal.
You know what my type is like? Hot as shit. That's why I'm
I
alone. They like don't look at me. I'll tell you that. You know, I'm like, I like hot as shit, but loves Taco Bell. Find me
Dean.
That man. Because
yes.
I'm going to be married. You know what?
Here's the deal with Dean. Like,
Dean. Here we
hot.
Go.
I love Dean. Eyes.
Slippery like a seal.
Mm.
And he also
redeemed himself.
When he kissed her. He made love to her.
Yeah.
Let me say something. Touch my finger, E.T. style.
Ooh.
Gross. Yes.
He was really kissing her.
He went for it.
Okay.
You know who wasn't a good kisser? Who's also hot.
Who?
Meanwhile, I get up and it's like just like.
The Russian?
Yes.
Yeah. Alex.
He's
Alex
hot.
Is fucking hot.
He's hot.
And his moves. Oh, like, this man, does this man have joints? Or so is it just loose bones?
They stripped on Ellen. Bowen hasn't seen this yet.
I haven't seen episode 3 yet, but yeah.
Oh. Okay, they stripped on Ellen, and he was going for it, like, Magic Mike style.
Love it.
And literally...
Oh, my God.
Literally, though...
He made a grandmother come.
It was too much. For me, it was a little Zac Efron in Baywatch, where it's like his body's a little too much.
It's like a little too roided out.
It's
yeah.
too much, but then did you notice, and this is what I thought was so interesting, is that when she kissed him, he didn't give her the Brian, because I have to hand it to you that Brian...
Took a running start.
Brian,
oh, No.
I find him physically, but like, I admit that the guy went, and his kissing that first episode truly made
aggressive.
I was like bodies exhibit watching it. I was like, my skin went away. I was all eyeballs and veins.
Yeah.
Embalmed in China. Apparently, they're all Chinese people. But anyways, no.
Apparently.
It's true. No, but I have to say, Alex is a bad kisser.
Bad.
He was really stiff in that makeout. And I have to say, it ruined him for me a little bit.
He's too much. He's not going to win.
No, but I do like him still. If Alex looked at me like, you know that my fetish is walking the streets of New York and like staring at people. And if Alex passed me and like looked at me, I would have to take the train home if you follow me.
I get you. What do we think of... She spent a whole date with this guy, Anthony. And I thought there was nothing there.
First of all, I didn't like his short sleeve button down shirt.
I never liked that look.
I'm sorry. I made sure that no one here is wearing it. You actually have one on, but it's different.
Hot producer Joe looks
good. Can I say something? It's not great. I love you. You're so handsome. He is hot.
I like that
shirt.
I don't like short sleeve button downs on men. I would prefer, I don't mind a polo. There's a difference. He's mad at me now. Like he never edits my show again.
Joe's not mad.
Joe, you know that I will cradle you forever. Okay. I'm just saying, but a polo or do a full button down with a rolled sleeve.
Yeah.
Is like pornography.
But straight guys think that's too gay. They think that's too gay.
To me, it's as straight as it gets.
The rolled up sleeve?
Yes.
The extra effort makes it look too gay. And they still hate themselves.
To me, it's very Obama. It's very like, I'm going to roll these sleeves up. I'm going to get into work.
Obama, come on.
No, let me tell you something. That when Anthony showed up in that short sleeve button, I actually know gay guys who wear that and who think it's cool. And it's not, though. I don't like it.
Am I wrong?
Am I an asshole?
Unless they have a big ass arm.
Well, Anthony did, and I still thought he looked weird.
Right.
You know, let me say something that makes me laugh, if I may, just so you know where I come from.
Go.
I'm like, I don't like short sleeve button down shirts. Meanwhile, I dress literally every day in the same husky skinny jean from ASOS. Like, men do not think I dress well. So, like, I'm an asshole, is what I'm saying. Like, I will walk up, like, 6th Avenue and see hottest guys in their suits and be like, oh my God, like, where are they going after work? Like, I want to go to these bars. Meanwhile, I'm in, like, a long t-shirt dress with jeans and, like, sneaks, no socks, being like, is this how the guys like me to look? Like, I should be in a pencil skirt, like crop top, belly out.
No.
You know,
it's not that prescribed.
I have this Van Helsing look right now of what is attractive.
My Van Helsing look, you like. Guys do not think this is a good looking look. And I love it. I think it's
chic as hell. It's clean.
It is chic.
I don't know. I guess I've never thought about that.
Like, here.
Looking through the eyes of straight men, what do they think is attractive?
They want women. I know because of my guru in life, Patty Stanger. Straight men want a bandage dress and heels. Oh, and the problem with me is I'm 6'1". If I put heels on, I also can't rollerblade for the record. If I put heels on, I'm 6'6".
Towering.
Yeah. I'm not like stick skinny or slim or normal.
Right.
So the problem is, I can't be in a bandage dress because literally it looks like, I mean, I look like I'm working the corner. I don't even know. It's not like a good look on me. I look like a hooker's pimps up, hose down.
Sure, you know what I mean?
So I like, whatever. I'm just saying a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And if I'm in an A line, then I look like Lil Bo Peep. Like, because, you know, a tall girl has different things. If I was skinny,
forget it.
I wouldn't even be here right now. I'd be in my penthouse apartment. Yes. If
fucking
I was
kicking
fit
it.
For, oh, please. I'm telling you, I'm like 50 pounds away from being so rich and successful. And something in me refuses to let that happen.
I feel the same way about like getting bigger.
I feel the same way about getting smaller.
Scrawny bitch.
But like, what is it about us that, I think that people who are like
effort.
That are like not normal either. So no. I'm like,
well, it's because we'd rather
you
put
can't win.
It's because you know what, Michelle, we're putting effort into the work.
Let me tell you something.
We're putting our hours
my
of the day
brain
into the work.
Is my brain works out every day.
God
and
you
I memorize things.
The steps my brain is logging, bitch.
You were
my
compiling brain, SJP emails.
Like, oh, you don't even know about those SJP emails.
I can't wait.
If you want to know about this, is like a great plug. Seriously. And I, you know that I love her. It yes, all comes from a good place, but just know this is in advance. They are so chic. You would Pellegrino burp, die. you need to come to my UCB show. I have emails from her. I actually was like trying not to put it out there because, I mean, I've done it a couple times in the show, but I didn't want to like say it like in a public forum because they're so chic that I was like, she's going to get mad. I don't
chic
know her.
She's not pejorative.
No, I need
chic
that.
Is great. We expect chic from SJP. Anyway.
I'm on the record as saying that I love her to death, but Laura Dern's role in Big Little Lies should have gone to Sarah Jessica Parker. I think it would have been way more interesting.
You know, can I tell you something? I think Reese should have gone to Sarah Jessica.
Oh.
That would have been great. Wow, but I love Reese on that show, though.
Okay.
Not a Reese? You're not a Reese?
I don't mind her. She's fine.
Okay, cool.
I love Laura Dern. That's why I'm like, I
love
can't.
Laura Dern.
Laura Dern is like my number one, so that's why I'm like, I'm not going to, if I have to recast someone, it's not going to be Zoe Kravitz. It's not going to be, I liked Shailene on it. I thought she was great.
Okay.
I actually thought she was really
I like
good on
Shailene
it.
Too cool. on the show. The shade toward Shailene is not something I really
You've gone so like back that. And forth. You've gone so back and forth on this.
I haven't. I don't think that Shailene Woodley is deserving of any shade for her performance on Big Little Lies. I thought she was good. I thought she was naturalistic.
She was
thought,
so natural.
My one qualm with her was I thought she looked a little too young.
Young. I agree.
And but however, I mean,
she did look young.
She is 26 years old.
It
so
was a character.
They should have cast me in it. I would have been great. I
you
would
have.
Me? Mm-hmm. Shailene? The hot new housewife. Can you imagine? I roll in.
I want you running down
Can
the beach.
Can you imagine
in a dress?
Reese wanting to be my friend? LOL. That's a hilarious like mind fuck for the day. Anyways.
Her Instagram captivates me. Her stories are like
Shailene.
So funny. It's like I'm in a good dress going to another event. Reese,
every Instagram is like out of her purse. Remember when she like was like live gramming from her bag? Yeah. That was my favorite story ever.
Hi, Rebecca. I love you too.
She's
Hi,
no busy
Shane.
Phillips. Like she's no busy Phillips.
She's no busy Phillips.
She's Reese Witherspoon is no busy Phillips.
But we aspire to be busy Phillips.
I aspire to be busy. Have fun. A best friend that takes me to all the Oscars.
Michelle?
Are you kidding me? Wouldn't you not
Michelle
love
Williams?
That?
I would love it.
The day that I'm invited to the real Oscars.
Yes.
I will bring my best friend. Not you guys.
No, that's fine. You would kill
For a second in my mind, I was like, she's going to say she's going to bring us.
No. I just met you.
Oh my God. Yeah, oh my God, right. God.
We have miles to
if
go.
If I ever host the Oscars, you can be
yes,
my guest.
Can we do a bit on
Beyond.
The show?
What would it
Great.
Be?
What would our bit be? Maybe we'd have to present the makeup award and come up in some goofy makeup.
You'd be like
Ben Stiller. Came out as
now,
an avatar.
Recently, by the way, that was funny. And recently single. Oh my gosh.
Ben Stiller single?
They're getting divorced.
Oh no.
Oh wow.
You didn't
Wait,
know?
Really?
What?
Oh I didn't God. Know that.
3 years ago. Christine Taylor from Hey Dude.
I love Christine.
I love Christine Taylor.
Wait, did you guys watch Nickelodeon? Is it, ugh,
yeah,
because 100%. We're different ages.
No,
so
yeah,
tough.
I watched Nickelodeon.
And I just didn't have cable.
I watched 15, which is a Canadian show. I watched Hey Dude. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. I'm like the oldest person in this room, and I'm not old. I don't think.
You're not.
See, when I was younger, like the Nickelodeon shows were, honestly, it was like all that. And like then Kenan and Kel.
Never
and, like,
watched all that.
See, that was like what
There's
was
my
on.
Uber. No, I never watched.
My
home, by
the
way,
the hospital.
If people are like, oh, like why can we hear silence? It's because I am a very hot running Jew and I'm like, I need the window open. So that's why I like to give a little Easter egg for the people who listen this long.
Oh my is God. The window even hearing. Open? It doesn't matter.
It truly doesn't.
It truly doesn't.
Wait, what, anything else?
Wait, oh hold on. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
So with Bachelorette.
Oh, go on.
Now, there's the question of this guy, Josiah.
Josiah.
Who
yeah.
I think is way extra.
He's thirsty. Thirsty boy.
Wow.
Extra.
I can't say anything about him.
What?
Oh.
I just feel bad for him. I know that his backstory is dark as can be, and there's just something about him. I agree with you.
You think there might be something else?
I agree with
you.
I just, no, I don't. I know nothing. Literally, like, okay, I don't talk to anyone. Everybody hates me. Okay, no, I'm joking. But, like, no, I don't know. I can't. A guy who has that kind of a backstory, I can't say anything bad about. I don't know.
Okay, no,
I'm actually
I get
like
that.
Very
That's
sensitive
actually,
and nice.
No,
so
I really
no,
am.
This
no, just
people
to
don't think that about me, but I am. I'm
no,
very
establish what the guy. This guy had he suffered a loss in his life of a family member. Correct.
He cut his
brother down
from
a tree.
Yeah. That was.
Are you
horrifying.
Kidding me? Even I actually wouldn't say it on Fresh Batch, my new podcast, but
on our podcast,
I will, because it's not my own.
Yeah,
but yeah, his backstory was about as dark. I mean, there was last season on Nick's season, there was a girl, Russian girl, Christina, very sweet girl, whose backstory was that she grew up like starving in Russia and used to eat lipstick. And I was like, well, as long as it wasn't attached to a dog, like I'll let it go. But I just feel, I mean, that was so horrible and gross. Edit that out. I'm serious. That was horrible. No, genuinely do that. But no, but I mean, that was sad, but this is like too, I was shocked they put it on the show, because it's like a fun show. And then to have that, I'm like, if you're exploiting that, I want to just die. So I'm just going to assume that it's real and dark.
It didn't come off as exploitative to me.
Why don't you like him?
I don't like him because I think he's E-X-T-R-A extra. I think he's just wants it too bad.
You see him sweating for it.
And he's just like, I'm getting this. This is mine. This is 100% me. I'm just like, it feels like,
but, you know,
he was on the very first day. He was one that pulled her over in the corner.
But I mean, maybe that's just like sort of how
I'm not being sensitive.
That's just how he's programmed given his upbringing.
100%. That's what it is. I'm very happy to see Lucas gone. Come on.
Oh God, so he was stupid. Awful.
And do you think the Blake E and Lucas thing that was staged?
No.
Were they roommates?
I'm running late for my wine date.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Great.
No, it's not a date. So do I think it was staged? No. You know who was weird also is Bryce is his name.
He's still in though.
Yeah. The guy what does he do? He's like an ambulance
firefighter.
Worker.
Yeah.
Is he a firefighter?
Yeah.
Firefighter. Yeah. Or not an EMT, right? No.
No. Yeah. He's a firefighter because they made him dance on the bus.
Yeah. Great body, but there's something off about him too. I don't know what it is. I love firefighters. You know, when I see a fire, I risk life or death to watch the firefighters.
The fire.
I'm like, oh, I don't care if I'm sweating.
Ooh, baby.
They're wearing too much for me.
I live right by a fire station.
I can't be at
one. Which one? In the Westville?
No, Borham Hill, Brooklyn.
Oh.
But the
when I was in, let me just tell you one quick thing, is that there's a fire station to all the ladies and G's listening in the West Village next to Anderson Cooper's
building.
You know
the
one I'm talking about.
Right.
I think it's on West 10th or something.
Uh-huh.
And their door is always open and they're always in warmer weather. They're always outside. And I was walking by once with friends of mine who have a dog and they were all outside. So we like walked by and they go, hey, does your dog want a little meat treat? And I went, no, but I want a little meat treat. I said that to them.
Did they give one to you?
No. And then they were like, you know, we call him little meat treat. And there was like a hot as shit short firefighter there. I was like, I'm engaged. That's the end of my story. It just made me laugh. Little meat treat always makes
little
me laugh.
Little meat
Anyways,
treat.
That's it. That's my nickname.
Little meat
Guys,
treat.
Guys, this
oh
was
my
really
God, so fun.
Fun.
Now we have to do one more segment.
All
right. And because I know you're running late for your wine date, but listen, it's not going to come at the expense of the big segment at the end of the show.
Oh my God.
So
okay, well, let's get
segment.
To it.
Let's
this is called.
Let's
this is,
hurry the fuck up.
We're going to hurry the fuck up. This
go
is called,
ahead, Bowen,
this
intro
is called,
it.
I don't think so, honey. This is our centerpiece that comes at the end of the show.
Oh, good.
Yeah. It's a 1 minute screed against anything in culture. You just use the words.
For
I don't
me?
Think so, honey. No.
Oh,
so you'll see how
you.
It's done. We'll do it first separately and then we'll go to you.
Oh,
just
God,
anything
take
you want.
1 minute to fucking rant about something that's pissing you off.
In pop culture?
Yeah, in pop culture or anything.
Just in life.
Like, for example, watch what I do.
Here, this is Matt Rogers. I don't think so, honey. Time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Fucking adults that order off the kids menu. You're in your fucking 20s, you're in your 30s, you're in your 40s. I don't care how fucking old you are. You're not under 12. Therefore, you shouldn't get a fucking chicken tender off the meal. And it says it on the goddamn thing. You know, I don't really care. I don't know if it's a financial thing for you. It's not. Because everyone that I serve in my restaurant, bitch, Brooklyn Crab, I deal with you.
Do you own it? Go on. Sorry.
No, but I could talk about who
tell
owns
me
it.
Later. Tell
so
me.
Listen, right. Here's the thing. When I am
seconds.
Fucking serving you and you look at me and you say you want chicken tenders, I don't take you seriously as a person.
Wow.
So then if I run into you out on the street, you are going to be, to me, the chicken tenders girl.
Ooh.
To me, it's like, did your palate never expand? Did you never grow up? Or are you just cheap? Are you just ordering because it's $6? Because either way, you're really bumming down my guest average and my tip is going to be very low.
5 seconds.
So when you come to a restaurant, order something age appropriate. I don't think so, honey.
And that's 1 minute. Fabulous. Okay, so it's just a 1 minute screed. Let's just move right along to me.
Yeah, go. I'm, by the way, I'm running. I have so many things.
Oh my God.
I'm angry. No, you go.
Here we go. Here we go. Okay, so all right, we're ready for me.
I'd rather it go this fast. I don't think so, honey. Bowen Yang starts now.
I don't think so, honey. ASPCA canvassers or whatever the fuck you're called. I don't know what your job is. You're working a corner, okay? Not to denigrate, you know, sex work. That's lovely. But you are literally standing on a street trying to wave me down while I'm clearly glued to my fucking phone. I don't think so, honey. I already got roped into signing up for your $30 a month donation. Are you fucking kidding me? I don't have that kind of money. I'm still trying to pay off my fucking credit card for an Orlando trip that happened 2 years ago. I don't think honey.
30 seconds.
I don't think so, honey. You ASPCA people, I love you to death. You do great work, but you need to cool it with these phone calls, with these mailers. I got a mailer the other day after I explicitly asked to be taken off the mailing list. I don't think so, honey. ASPCA, you need to respect my wishes. 15. This feels like... I'm gonna say a non-consensual attack on my attention. Okay, it's an attack.
Five.
And that is exactly what it is. I don't think so, honey. ASPCA or just canvassers in general. Planned Parenthood. You guys are doing good work. We need you more than ever. But that's ASPCA, I don't think so, honey. Wow.
Two things. You were targeted the ASPCA mostly.
Yes.
And another thing is, I didn't know that Orlando trip hit your wallet so hard.
Well, I just put it on my card and it.
We got to be more frugal next time.
How can you hate the? I know you're talking about those people, but it's not just ASPCA.
It's not just them. It's everyone.
You know, environment.
That was something under the surface that Bowen was coming for the ASPCA.
It's not like dogs.
It's not dogs.
You said ASPCA. I literally was like, I'm sweating.
Oh my god. He doesn't want them to live.
It's okay, guys.
I don't have one, but okay.
But you're gonna do it anyway, and it's gonna be fabulous.
It's gonna be fabulous. Just whatever.
By the way, this is rude to not warn me in advance.
We should have.
No, we shouldn't have. Come on.
Okay. This is Michelle Collins.
I don't have anything. I have so many things in my group. Okay,
here we go. Anything you want. I don't think so, honey. Michelle Collins' time starts now.
Okay, I guess I'm just... Okay, I don't think so, honey. Because
yes, appropriate.
You know what my thing is? I'm going to appropriate. I'm an audience Nazi. If you come to see a show, if you're in an audience to see stand-up, a movie, keep your phones off and also don't Twitch. I spent a lot of money once to see Book of Mormon by myself and I sat next to this old grandma who was so nice and I was like, oh, you know, she's so nice. We were chatting. The entire show, she was petting her arm hair. If you think I heard one word of Book of Mormon, I have no idea what is it about Mormons. I don't know. Where were they?
Seconds.
Africa? I was watching this woman obsessively stroke her arm. Then in the intermission, I went up to the, you know, what do you call it? The guy who seats you. What do you call
Usher,
that?
Usher, you know.
I went to Usher and I was like, I need a new seat. Yeah. And he was like, oh, you can just stand here with me because it was sold out, obviously. I said, okay. So then I was watching the second act of Book of Mormon and every 2 minutes he goes, are you liking the show? How's the show going? During the show. But I also will call you out if you're Instagramming or I'm the one who will long arm it, very long go-go arms, and I will tap your ass 9 rows ahead to say turn your phone
and
off.
That's 1 minute.
It's not a good one though.
That
I feel
was
like
gorgeous.
No, it was really good.
But I feel like I also really want to come for Enterprise Rentals, who I really are they a sponsor? Hilarious.
No.
Go to Hertz. I don't care if OJ wants
you know
to work
what?
With them. Go to
we'll
Hertz.
We'll have to have Michelle back and she'll have to come
I'll
for
be
Enterprise
every week.
Records.
I'll be
honestly,
every week.
I loved you can see Michelle on June 14th. It's a Wednesday night. It's today. It's a monthly show, at UCB.
Monthly show, Magic Mish XXL.
Come
and
on.
Then the pod, it's my new podcast. Just subscribe. You don't even listen. Like, don't listen. If you listen to Missing Richard Simmons, I think honestly, I like that one. I think mine's better.
Yeah.
I'm like, why that
agreed.
Trended?
Agreed.
We know where I am.
Yeah.
I mean, let's just, you know where you can find me.
Spread the love, people.
Fresh
put that
bass.
Podcast
subscribe.
Down.
Get the download. Get her up to 5,000 downloads per week, at least in the next week.
Don't give numbers. It's like Netflix.
Well,
just download
all right,
it.
Just download it.
You know
you
what? Who fucking cares about numbers? You enjoy yourself. That's what life's about.
You know
hey
what?
Guys,
thanks
you know
for
what?
Having me.
My name is Matt Rogers.
My name is Bowen Yang. That's Michelle Collins.
Bye.
Bye.
Forever. Dog. This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Joe Cilio, Alex Ramsey, and Brett Boehm. For more podcasts, please visit ForeverDogProductions.com.
I'm going out with the girls this weekend. Nails done. Outfit stunner. And my skin? I know it's going to be glowing because I glammed up my shower routine with new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash. It smells so luxurious and deeply moisturizes with its super rich, creamy lather that's bursting with vitamin B3 complex. So my skin glows and my confidence grows. Try new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash for glowing skin in just 14 days.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy.
Chumba. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X. Celebrating Pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women. Creating sustainable size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection. Obsessively fit tested for all day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit TomboyX.com.
Hello, iHeart listener. We have a confession to make. Both iHeart and this commercial you're listening to right now would probably sound a heck of a lot better on the new Roku Pro Series TV. It's got side-firing speakers that fill your room with sound, Dolby Atmos audio that puts you right in the middle of the entertainment, and the ability to pair seamlessly with your home theater sound systems that already have surround sound and booming bass. If all that sounds too good to be true, it'll sound even better on the new Roku Pro Series. Your hearing isn't better. Your TV is.